suspended the teacher?
Yeah, man, I'm getting so sick of this, man. They teaching us about nothing, man. You know what the bottom line is for black people out here? It's quite simple. You must learn. With facts, and you will never get weak in the heart. In fact, you'll start to illuminate knowledge to others in a song. Let me demonstrate the force of knowledge. Knowledge reigns supreme. The ignorant is ripped to smithereens. What do you mean when you say I'm rebellious? Cause I don't accept everything that you're telling us. What are you selling us? The creator dwelling us. I sit in your unknown class while you're failing us. I failed your class cause I ain't with your reasoning. You're trying to make me you by seasoning up my mind with.
Peace, 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 and blessings to the WPFW family. Peace to the DMV. If it is 11 a.m. and you are hearing BDP drop, you must learn, then surely you must be at one of the smartest shows in the WPFW catalog. Well, actually, let me clarify. You're actually not listening to You Must Learn. You're listening to We the People. However, you have your You Must Learn co-founder, Baba Ize, in the seat sitting in for Brother David. We're going to lift up prayers so that brother might be able to realize the warmth of the creator as he goes through what he's going through. So send prayer, send light. If you burn some incense, send that brother some love so that we can have him right back as soon as possible. All right, so again, this is Baba Ize. I'm sitting in for Brother David Whetstone. However, you know, I'm an educator, and so I'm coming with all the educator vibration and love I'm bringing to your ear holes, WPFW, in your nation's capital. You know, 89.3 is the frequency, and because of the World Wide Web, we can be heard globally. And so I would dare say, buckle up your seatbelts, because Kansas is about to go bye-bye, baby. We have a hot show in store for you today. On the first segment, we're going to have bye-bye Kazi come in talking about Kemet fraternity and some of what they're bringing to this community in this particular day and time, which I think is urgently needed. Then on the second segment, I have my big brother Akhenaten, who's going to come and drop gems about, you know, just the importance of the Moorish science temple work and the community building work that they're doing. And then on the last segment, we have Sister Tova, who is coming and bringing some of the liberatory educational work that School of the Harvest is doing. And so I would again say, buckle up. We have powerhouse dynamos in store for you. Now, if you want to join the conversation, you can go ahead and give a call at 202-588-0893. Again, that's 202-588-0893. Now, my guests are here in the building. Well, actually, you know, since COVID, we actually have been doing this virtual piece on Zoom. So let me keep it 100. They're actually not in the building. They're on the Zoom line. And my guests are chomping at the bit. I'm trying to hold them back. Like, man, can I get to my Black History fact for the day? All right. So, if there was nothing else on We the People, we surely want you to learn our Black History fact for the day. So today in Black History, this is January the 8th. And excuse me, this is January the 7th. We would say Happy Born Day to the author, anthropologist herself, Zora Neale Hurston, the author of Their Eyes Are Watching God. In fact, I didn't realize how many documentaries she has, almost 50 documentaries that she helped to put together. She has several other books. And so, you know, you can look up and learn something from Zora Neale Hurston. Here is one quote from Their Eyes Are Watching God. Two things everybody's got to do for themselves. They got to go to God. Second, they got to find out about living for themselves. So that's words from Zora Neale Hurston herself. Their Eyes Are Watching God. All right, so if you want to find out more, you can just go, you know, I'm sure if you put it in your browser, you can find a wealth of information about Zora Neale Hurston. And there are just so many other luminaries who helped to trailblaze for our people to advance to where we are today. And so again, we don't do Black History during just the shortest month of the year. We do it every day, 365, 24/7, 365. And so that's what you get if you tune in. Our regular show, You Must Learn, is normally on Thursdays at 6 p.m. So if you tune in, that's the type of vibration you will get. All right, so let me zip my lip. My first guest is on the line. I'm going to ask if Baba Kazi will go ahead and unmute himself and introduce who he be. Oh, excuse me. I got my big brother Akhenaten, and I got to speak right. Please introduce who you are to the WPFW family.
Hey, good morning, family. Peace and blessings to the listeners and to everyone in our air shop. My name is Kazi, or Johnny Kazi Kemet, from the Brotherhood of Kemet. And we just wanted to invite folks out to our 38th anniversary. And more detail is at KemetSpeaks.com. And it's going to be a blast. It's going to be up in Philadelphia. So if you want more information, you can contact us at KemetSpeaks.com. It's going to be online and in person. And we're going to be celebrating 38 years of brotherhood at the NK Institute in Philly.
Perfect. And Baba Kazi, did you tell him when and what time?
Thank you for keeping me honest, Baba. Baba, it's going to be on Sunday, January 11th, 2026, at 4 p.m. Eastern in Philadelphia at MK Institute. For more detail, you can go to chemistry.com.
Perfect. And now, just in case Grandma didn't have her pen, give again when, and because it's going to be a hybrid event, so people could be there, you know, in Philly, but there's also a virtual piece. So again, if Grandma didn't have her pen, just give that it one more time.
Yes, thank you. The virtual piece is going to be at Kemet Speaks. That's KMTSpeaks.com.org. Excuse me, .org. So it's .org. I kept on saying .com. It's .org. Thank you for speaking me out.
No, that's what's up. All right. So now, Baba Kazi, if people are not familiar with Kemet, thank you for that introduction. Why don't you go ahead and give a background? What is the African Brotherhood, also known as Kemet? And I have to say, in full disclosure, that I'm blessed to be one of the members of Kemet. However, Baba Kazi is the official Kemet spokesman here today. So come on, Baba Kazi, what's Kemet?
Thank you. In the late 80s, 1988 to be exact, there was a resurgence of Black understanding, Afrocentric thought, and some brothers out of the AUC, but in particular Morehouse, decided to start a brotherhood in not response, but adding on to going a different direction than your traditional Greek philosophy. Organizations, you know, those are our brothers and sisters, but something that's more grounded, that goes strictly to Kemet. So that's the start of the Brotherhood of Kemet, and it's been growing, and we have brothers throughout the world and throughout the country and chapters, or we don't say chapters, but we have we'll say chapters for lack of work throughout the country.
No, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. All right. So Kemet Global got different chapters. I think they might call them gnomes, with the first one here in Hotlanta being called Tasseti, which, you know, if you go back to ancient Kemet, these were some of the names of the city. They had a city called Tasseti. There is another Waset. I mean, I could go on. However, yes, globally. Now, tell me, what is the important lessons that you, Baba Kazi, that you learned from the Brotherhood of Kemet that even attracted you to want to become a member of Kemet? Because you know, you're right there at Sankofa Books and Video, right across the street from, you know, the Mecca, HU, Howard University. And I'm sure they have the Divine Nine, you know, even doing their, you know, their stepping, and, you know, you got all of them right there, but you chose to do Kemet. So what lessons and what attracted you?
The lessons is with looking at the condition of our people in, you know, what we call the wilderness for the last 400 years, is in a response how familyhood in particular, or in general, you know, brotherhood has been broken. So just to help, so, you know, consolidate brotherhood, build with, you know, your brothers, and not exclusively, but, you know, in rites of passage program, the men and the women go out into different stages in their life, and they're with men for 6 months, sometime a year. And it's the importance of men dealing with men business and women dealing with women business. So it's out of that tradition, and that's the importance of just having brothers that are in. You don't think that you are. Sometimes you think it's just me against the world, but to understand that your brothers are going through the same situation that you are, and vice versa.
No, that message of brotherhood is essential. In fact, in the Holy Bible, it is written, Psalm 133, first verse, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." And so, you know, even in the ancient scripts, we see in the writ, we see the importance of brotherhood. So you learn the lesson of brotherhood from Kemet. All right, that's a good lesson to learn. Again, listeners, I'm blessed to be talking with Baba Kazi, Kemet, a member of Kemet Arsin. We're going to be talking for another 10 minutes or so. If you want to join the conversation, give us a call at 202-588-0893. Again, I'm going to say it slow in case granddad didn't have his pen. 202-588-0893. All right, so Baba Kazi, tell me a little more about, you know, in this particular day and time when you got cats banning books, looking to dismantle, you know, Black History Museums, and folk even, you know, I see now the administration put out a directive that said in Head Start, they can't use certain words, women, disability, Black. So in these times, and these cats are literally trying to erase a whole people. What do you see as Kemet's importance in exemplifying culture and an African-centered, you know, movement?
I think you kind of summed it up, but to elaborate on that topic, I would say it's important to come together, build with brothers and sisters. So really, this, you're really leading me into why we're having this concept or a platform in our brotherhood for Kemet Speaks. And in that platform, for the past like 3 years, couple times a year, we have gathered mostly online, but this will be the first time in person. So it just gives us a platform where we have brothers in our brotherhood that speak on a number of issues. In fact, our first session dealt with the Maroons, and, you know, we had Baba Haile speak upon the Maroons. So it just gives a platform. So we have carved out a space so that we won't, like in time past, like the stolen legacy, right? That our knowledge itself, the knowledge that we have, will not be hidden or buried. So we're here to declare that our history will not be erased. So that's one of the importance of the importance in this day and time, was just to have a a clear lecture series, a clear place, platform, a space that they, as the progressive would say, right? We have a space where we can, you know, build brotherhood, but also learn about ourselves and, in fact, teach others. So, you know, we are looking to bring more brothers into the fold so that we can continue this legacy of manhood within the Black community from an African lens, African-centered lens.
No, I think that is a critical point. I mean, particularly during this time when you literally have folk looking to erase, taking names off of buildings and doing all type of nonsense. But let me do this. I'm blessed to have one of our other guests. This is my big brother, Baba Akhenaten, who, you know, definitely helped to school me when I was a little snot nosed there at Morehouse. But Baba Akhenaten, you haven't introduced yourself. So please, first and foremost, introduce who you be. Oh, excuse me. Please say who you are to the listening audience.
You funny, man. I tell you. Well, indeed, I'm Akhenaten. I'm Ras Alam Bey. The Grand Sheik of the Moorish Science Temple of America, number 33 in Atlanta, Atlantis, as we say, for our AT aliens, right? And of course, I'm your brother, sister of the Brother Sister Station, WRFG 89.3 FM. We share the same frequency, you see? We know we on the same vibe. 89.3, family. And of course, I've been there for now 43 years, going on 43 years, and WRG has been there for, we're now about to celebrate 53 years doing what WPFW, big salute to what y'all doing, because we must continue being the fourth branch, what I call the fourth branch government, brother, you know, and that's the voice of the people, free press. I know we don't have free press. It's being encroached upon a lot today, but that's why we got to stay strong and we need the support from our community. Like, I love this aspect of the title of the show, We the People, because that's what it's got to be. And we got to recognize the power that we have as we the people. And I like your discussion. Before I go any further, as always, it's customary for us as Moorish American Muslims to give praise where praise is due to that creative force that's known by many names, known by many natures, right? But we as Moorish American Muslims, we affectionately call one of those names, and that is Allah. And we praise Allah for bringing his love thought made manifest in the flesh, in the person of Prophet Noble Drew Ali, the founder of the Moorish Science Temple of America. And brother, we are excited. You know, I don't know. You know, I'm like jacked out of my mind. No, let me rephrase that. I am Moorish in my mind, all right? Because I'm excited about inviting people here in Atlanta tomorrow, January 8th, to honor somebody who's not given honors to, as you all, Brother Kazi was just speaking to, and you just spoke to. There's a lot of erasure that's going on, and this continues to this day. And if we don't preserve it, it's on us. So it's up to us to preserve our own ancestors. And so with that, we got to give honor and high honors to Prophet Noble Drew Ali, the founder of the Moorish Science Temple of America back in 1913, and to his forerunner, and that is the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey Bey, as I like to give him his Moorish attribute, the founder of the UNIAACL, the Universal Negro Improvement Association, African Community Leagues, right? We must give honors where honors are due. And so it's so important, and we just give honors to all just, you know, we'll be here to eternity, giving honors to the many ancestors that we ride on their shoulders, the foundations that they lay. So I just want to give a brief honor and to all the true and divine prophets like Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Confucius. That's just what we do as Moorish American Muslims. We give honors to all the divine, true and divine prophets. and to all the holy books that they bought, and to all of our ancestors who've given their lives in sacrificial service with the fire of love for Allah and the fire of love for our people. There are too many to be mentioned. And giving honors to you and your audience at WPFW. Because when we, as our divine instruction state from the Prophet Noble Jew Ali, that when man honors man, he honors Allah. And what our forefathers and foremothers were, we are today without a doubt or contradiction. So when I honor you, Baba, Dr. Aize Kemet, when I honor you, Brother Kazi Kemet, honoring all those, we are honoring our ancestors because you are your ancestors who come again.
No doubt. So Baba, I wanted to bring you in just a little early to answer this question, because you literally were there in Atlanta when Kemet was even being developed and unfolded. And so I just wanted to get, you know, what's your perspective on, you know, the importance of Kemet?
Oh, man, it's so important to reserve. I mean, shout out and salute to you all. You know, I was there and with Kemet and in the birthing of Kemet. I remember, man, when y'all was first getting started out, Brother Zaki, yourself, Brother Imar, and I knew, you know, all y'all, we, you know, coming together, and you would, y'all were the seed of that. And so the Kemet organization, and then what sprung from that was the sister side, you know what I mean? The Osset sorority. And y'all need big salute and honors for that. And I'm glad I was a part of that in some small or significant way in that growing of consciousness and building a strong brotherhood and sisterhood. That's what's needed today. That strong brotherhood and sisterhood, we have to keep fostering it. And so salute, honors. I'm glad my brother Kazi, you know, he's from my hometown. City of brotherly love. I don't care what y'all say about it. It's still the city of brotherly love, and you're gonna see it manifested through opportunities like the Ascend Kemet is putting together. And so, anything that I could do to help support that, y'all just reach out to this Moorish brother here.
No, that's love. That so audience, that was unscripted. That was off the top, Baba Akhenaten, just dropping it like it's hot, just off the top. So thank you, Baba Ak, for just bearing
witness. You didn't pay me for that.
Yeah. No, but he was able to bear witness to what he observed and what he actually even helped to build himself in helping to sow into, you know, brothers like myself and some of the other brothers. He also helped to contribute to build, you know, Kemet Ascend. So Baba Kazi, I'm gonna come back to you now. So thank you, Baba. So Baba Kazi,
yes, honor.
Bless you, beloved. So I know that we just passed, you know, Kwanzaa, and the principles of Kwanzaa are some of the things that Kemet upholds in its community building work. So talk a little bit about how Kemet does that.
So I think self-determination will probably be the one that I will highlight. Puji Chakaliya. And oh, going back, thank you, Baba Akhenaten, for that, for all those wonderful words. But yeah, I think self-determination, man, I think that's the principle that we're going to build on, you know, as we be self-determined for this brotherhood. And I forgot to mention, this gathering will be the first in-person Kemet Speaks in history. So this is going to be a historical event. I just had to, you know, highlight that. But yeah, self-determination, you know, just the whole, the US organization, Kataria, that the whole concept comes out of African people in the United States seeing the need to reach back and bring forth principle and even organization. And I would say the same thing. And I would say the same thing would have to go to go to Kemet and the organization that is reaching back to bring forth to the modern day what is needed to resurrect brotherhood and family.
Ashe, Ashe. Doing that, reaching back to go forward. So doing that as you were speaking right there from Sankofa books and video, which, you know, Sankofa, that's what it means, literally, right? To go back and fetch it in order that you might go forward and advance. So that is tremendous. And just one point of clarification. So Baba Ak, I don't know, the Queens Bridge folk might want to say, you know, hey, Kazi's not coming out of Philly. The event that Kazi's talking about is in Philly, there at the Malefi Kite Asante Institute. However, Kazi himself, he's coming out of, you know, not too far from Queens Bridge, New York.
So hey, we are connected.
That's right. That's right. Connected us.
We are connected.
That's right. Where Dr. John Henry Clark said, you know, we all Africans. It just depends on what part they dropped you off. You know, here in the Americas, we all one family, all connected. Let's be clear.
That's right. And even more than that, if I could say, look, we've been here in America. All right. It'll come to you in a minute. We've been here for thousands of years. Shout out to our ancestor. I'm sure many of you know him. If you don't, you should. I'm glad you mentioned Malefe Asante because he's one of the peer-reviewed professors that peer-reviewed it's now an 8 peer-reviewed study thesis that our brother David Imhotep, who just joined the ancestors in his work called that became a book, The First Americans Were Africans. Let me repeat that so it can get in people's mindset. The first Americans were Africans. And these are documented over 60,000 years. It keeps increasing, brother. So as a shout out to Dr. John Henry Clark for his work that we continue to build upon. Those great ancestors. And that's why shout out to Kemet for continuing to venerate and giving honors to where we come from, you know?
Ashe, Ashe. No, that is all love. That is all love. All right. So Baba Kazi, before, I know you are an important man, got many things to do, but before we let you go, talk a little bit more just about the importance of the Kemet Speaks you know, vibration that you all have been doing for a few years.
Yeah, so the importance of it again is to highlight brothers and even sisters from Kemet and from ourselves, and also just general scholars as the Barbara mentioned, you know, scholars that are now ancestors like David Imhotep, people like that that are scholars that are important to the liberation of our people. So just to highlight people like that. And we haven't highlighted David Imhotep, but works like that are rewriting or not even rewriting, helping to correct some of the lies that have been perpetuated in our communities or in the world.
No, that is tremendous. Yo, to your point, I mean, we've had, you know, Kemet Speaks, we've had tremendous luminaries like Malefi Asante. We definitely had Dr. Kendra McCray. In fact, you know, when you even talk of, you know, Kwanzaa, Kawaita, philosophy, you know, I'm in the middle of her book now, Essential Soldiers, where she's definitely laying out some of the women who were engaged in the movement effort, you know, building up Kawaita organizations around the country. And so, in fact, even to your name, Baba Kazi, she talks about Kazi as one of the principles of Kawaita. You know, that's the collective work and responsibility coming from the Kwanzaa principle. Well, she said Kawaita was the most radical of them all because Kazi means work. So again, you got a lot of cats who come and they want to pontificate and run the stuff off at their mouth. But when it comes time to do the work, then they're nowhere to be seen. And so again, just to have that whole principle of, you know, Kwanzaa, Kawaita, and even Kazi is tremendous. All right, so I'm watching the time, and I'm hearing Janet Jackson in my ear. Funny how time flies when you're having fun. Baba Kazi, any final remarks before I got to, you know, shift to some of the other things?
Yeah, thank you so much, and Asante Sano, for this opportunity. And just remember, all roads lead to Philadelphia. If you can't get there in person, at the MK Institute at 4 o'clock, January 11th at four o'clock. You can join us online at chemspeaks.org.
Perfect. And now, Baba Kazi, before I let you go, one last thing. You said that some of your work is inspired by this song of Sounds of Blackness. So as we go to shift for our music break, tell us why this Sounds of Blackness song inspire you optimistic. Baba Kazi, if you're speaking to us, you on mute. Come on, bro.
I said the name says it all. The name says it all. You know, Sounds of Blackness, being optimistic, especially in these days and time when, you know, people down at 16 Pennsylvania Avenue, they going, yeah, I can't even, I'm getting choked up, but it's the way the world is in, so we have to have some hope.
There it is. Be optimistic. Keep hope alive. So again, audience, you're blessed to be listening to this is David Whetstone's program, We the People. And I agree with Baba Akhenaten. That's a great concept. We the People, because we have the power. This is WPFW in your nation's capital, 89.3 on your FM dial. And we're going to go to the music.
You can't see us. On Monday, January 19th, 9 a.m. until midnight, WPFW presents Injustice Anywhere, honoring the Pan-Africanist MLK and Haiti, the first sovereign Black Republic. From 9 a.m. until noon, we examine the Pan-Africanist legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. From noon until midnight, we center Haiti, her history, triumphs, troubles, and culture. That's Injustice Anywhere, honoring the Pan-Africanist MLK and Haiti, the first sovereign Black Republic. Monday, January 19th, 9 a.m. until midnight. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
All right, perfect. Peace, and blessings to the PFW family. Peace to W, not only the PFW family, but the DMV and the globe who are tuned in. This is Baba Ize. I am back on the line. You know, technology, when it works, it's good, but when it doesn't work, not so good. But we are back with you live in the living color. So we're going to pick up real quick. So now, Baba Akhenaten, you already introduced yourself, and we, you know, want to ask you just a few things about, you know, tell us Prophet Noble Drew Ali, who he is and what's his importance for today.
Wow. Thank you for that question. And again, thanks for the honor of coming, allowing us the opportunity to venerate, give honor where honors are due to our ancestor. And one of them, we're going to make sure they don't erase, and that is Prophet Noble Drew Ali. January 8th, this is why we are celebrating the birthright, the day the Prophet Noble Drew Ali was born, 1886 in North Carolina, and grew up real close to where you are now, as he grew up in Virginia. And so in January 8th, 1886, we're celebrating. That's 140 years ago. And Prophet Noble Drew Ali is, and his history is obscure, but we shouldn't be so surprised about that. There's many different obscurities in the history of Jesus, Muhammad, and many others. But this is why we must be the ones to tell our story and shape the narrative, as I always like to say on my radio program, to be the counter to the mass mainstream mind manipulation media that's controlled and censored by government and corporations. So our Prophet Noble Drew Ali, born January 8th. I like to keep saying that so we know it, because as you mentioned, Brother Baba Ize and Brother Kazi, it's an erasure of us. You know how they did it back in Egypt, right? They blew off the nose of the Sphinx.
Right.
They did everything to keep us from knowing who we are. And so the Prophet Noble Drew Ali founded the Morrisine Temple of America in 1913. Why isn't that in our curriculums in school? You know, two of the most significant people in our era of time is not talked about. And that is the forerunner of Prophet Noble Drew Ali. And that is the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey Bay. Why isn't he in our school?
Right.
Well, that's why you know that it's so important to have our own educational system to teach our own. So he was founded in 1913 in Newark, New Jersey. And that moment became a movement, because he moved our people, motivated our people to want to know themselves so they can be themselves, love themselves. Yeah. So it became the Moorish Divine National Movement. And by 1916, and then in 1925, he organized the first temple in Chicago that we as Moorish American Muslims affectionately call Mecca. That's a city was founded, which most people don't know, by a Moorish Haitian, John Baptiste de Sable. So as we talked about, as Brother Kazi said, you know, we've been the Maroons, you know, challenging against it. And listen to that word sound. You know, I deal with word sound, right? So, you know, with words we spell, right? So we always can hear the word sound, Maroons, right? Which were always societies that fought for our liberation. And as Brother Kazi said, our self-determination. which is a key principle that Prophet Noble Ju Ali brought. In the Moorish Science Temple of the Holy Quran of the Moorish Science Temple of America that was divinely prepared by the Prophet Noble Ju Ali, he states, when you open it up, the first thing you see is know thyself. Now, the Kemet brothers know this, that's one of the old adages as you go into the temples or on the pyramid. Know thyself. That's key. But in order to be know thyself, you now have to be self-determined of who you are. And Prophet Noble Ju Ali set this in an organized fashion through the Moorish Science Temple of America, where we claimed who we are, proclaiming your nationality. One of, people talked about nationality before. Shout out to Brother Cecil B. Moore. Everybody know that brother in Philly. Speaking of Philly again, he talked about nationality. But it was the Prophet Noble Ju Ali who put in an organization that would proclaim our nationality as Moorish Americans, countering the social construct that still exists today, those pejorative terms of Negro, Black, colored, etc., right? That were based off of a false ideology of racism and white supremacy, right? So, so he claimed the last greatest. I always like to say this, Baba Aize, that wherever we went, we took ourselves. I want that to sit in the air for a minute. Wherever we went, took ourselves. So look at this. V.M. James said something very important in the book Stolen Legacy. He said that the Moors, these African Moors, because let's get it straight, the Moors are African, come out of the African continent, that the Moors were the custodians of the ancient Egyptian mystery system. So, you know, when I got connected to the Moorish Science Temple, Baba Aize, you know, I was already on the Egypt piece, right?
Yes, sir.
So when I discovered that it was Prophet Noble Ju Ali, who is an Egyptian adept himself, that was spreading this ideal, returning us back to the state of mind of our ancient forefathers and foremothers. The last greatest civilization. Why is this significant, as you ask? The last greatest civilization that existed was the Moorish Empire. Those Moorish Africans that went from Africa into Europe during the Dark Ages and brought them the light.
And brought some light, no doubt. Baba Akhenaten, I'm watching the time and I'm hearing Janet Jackson in my ear. So please bring your last notes and this technology jammed up a bunch of time here, but please bring your final remarks, and we're going to have to bring you forward again, but come on.
Indeed, and I would like to extend to Kazi an opportunity to come on my radio program so we can continue to promote and support. This is what the Moorish Science Temple of America is about, our community and supporting building coalitions with others. It's going to take all of us, right?
It's going to take we the people.
It's going to take we the people. There you go. We the people, right? And quiet as it's kept, as you just mentioned, we the people, the original, is the Lenni Lenape Moors. Lenni Lenape means we the people. So what the Moorish Science Temple of America does is reclaim the fact that we as Moors helped ordain and establish what we know as the Republic of the United States of America, Amorica. America. So these are the things that we do. And I'm excited, man, to invite people down here in Atlanta, a city, in fact, Baba Aize, that Prophet Noble Ju Ali put his feet on the soil of Atlanta. Back in 1927, he visited the forerunner, the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey Bay, while he was in the federal pen in 1927. And right after he left, a few months after that, the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey Bay was released and put into exile. So Atlantis is real. Atlanta is real important to us. And we just want to invite people. We're there in the old Moreland. And I was just thinking about this. You listen to the words, Sam, right? The old Moreland school where WRFG has taken over in the Little Five Points community. So we are having this celebration tomorrow, January 8th, Thursday, January 8th at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's right next. It's a room called the Harlan Joy, honoring one of our longtime founders of WRFG. Is a room right next to the live studio. So we have an opportunity for people to view and visit WRFG Radio, that you even help host one of my programs, brother.
Back in the day. Time, now, so. Baba Aknan, is there an online way for people to join?
I tell you what, yeah, they can go to our Facebook page, the Morris Science Temple of America, number 33, Atlanta, and get information there, or call at 404-963-4514. That's 404-963-4514. It's going to be a festive event. This will be what we do to honor those who have come before us. And Prophet Noble Drew Ali should definitely be one of those that we highlight, because he brought our nationality.
The no, that is tremendous. Marcus,
in one Marcus Garvey said, he said that the Negro wouldn't be happy until he had his own nationality. So it was the prophet that brought it. He said, we need a nationality that all others have, Italian-Americans, Irish-Americans. So as Moorish-Americans, could we claiming the ones that before, people talk about 1619, Baba Aize, but it was the Moors, our people, who were enslaved first in 1454, with the edict from the Pope put out from the order in exile.
Perfect.
The Moors.
Baba, I gotta shift, because I gotta get my other guests in.
Yes,
so thank you so much for sharing, for bringing the love vibration, and we definitely will look to bring you forward again to continue to drop gems as you have, Baba Aknaten. Thank you, brother.
Love you, brother. Thank you.
Much love. All right, we're gonna go to the music. And then on the other side, we got Mama Tova. We got to hit it quick. So let's go, Magic Mike, to the music. All right, so I know somebody's going to want to give me a ticket for bringing down the music on Order My Steps by the Women of Worship. However, you're going to have to listen to that on your own. You can go on YouTube. I got Mama Tova, a visionary founder of School of Harvest. Come on, Mama Tova. We just got a few more minutes. Tricknology interrupted but didn't deny you bringing your vibration. So introduce who you be, and let's go.
All right. You know, hello. Thank you for having me. I'm Mama Tova. I am the visionary, the founder, and also a guide at the School of Harvest here in D.C.
Perfect. Now, you all, you know, have a lot of things that you all are doing, but the community might want to know about something specific that, you know, you have. And then tell us just about, you know, what the School of the Harvest is up to anyway.
Yeah. The School of Harvest, we are a micro school, community rooted Montessori school for adolescents here in Ward 7. We came about truly through like a deep calling rather than a single moment or plan. You know, we grew, you know, because I kept encountering young people, especially Black young people, who were living in this in-between space where they're bright, capable, full of life, but not always being met by systems that either move too quickly or measure them too narrowly. And so we wanted to create a school that looked at young people holistically and offered a Montessori education for them. And so we have coming up, actually, an invitation to the community to come and see and learn more about the School of Harvest. We're having a community tasting. It's a farm to school table community tasting where we're inviting people to come, meet our young people and experience what it means to actually be, you know, within our village.
Nice. That is powerful. Now, if somebody wants to join you, give the specifics, how they can join you, time, you know, where they can register or all of that.
Yeah, sure. So for Farm to School Table Community Tasting, we are hosting that this Friday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can reach out by either connecting with me at Tova, T-O-V-A, at theschoolofharvest.org, or you can reach out to info@theschoolofharvest.org to get more information, as well as
leave with folk. Like, I definitely want you to talk about what does it mean to be, you know, centering on Black children, land stewardship, and collective care in the Montessori movement right now. Come on, just bring a little bit of that before you go.
Yeah, you know what it means is, it means asking who has been left in the margins of our cities or of our systems and choosing to build with them at the center. Centering Black children means creating environments where they don't have to perform or defend their humanity, where they are prepared for freedom rather than compliance, and also where they are deeply believed and trusted with just to be. Within this, it also requires deep preparation of the adult. You know, we have to be able to see our young people as capable. And this work asks us to like unlearn harm and to slow down and tend to our own inner lives so that we can be available for the young people who need us. And so, you know, in that way, this work is very educational, but it's also a spiritual work. And it's how I respond to the call to, you know, feed our people, yeah, including our young people. Yeah.
No, that is powerful. Thank you so much. All right. So, Mama Tova, just quickly again, just give, you know, the farm to school tasting, how people can get more information about it.
Yep. Farm to school table tasting. We will be at the School of Harvest, 5200 Foot Street, Washington, D.C., Northeast, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. To RSVP, you can reach out to me, Tova, T-O-V-A, at theschoolofharvest.org or info@theschoolofharvest.org.
Perfect. Thank you so much. We're going to bring you back again because that, you know, technology tricked us up, but it's not stopping us. Again, this has been a hot episode for We the People. This is Baba Yize. Up next, we have Don't Forget the Blues with Clarence the Blues Man Turner. So stay tuned for some funky vibrations. I'm Baba Yize. I got to sign out. So until we connect again, I pray that you might love more, shine more, be more. Baba Yize out.
The Creator has a master plan. Peace and happiness for every man.
Inviting all D.C. hand dancers, Philly boppers, Chicago steppers, Carolina shaggers, and West Coast swingers. The Treehouse Dreamers venue offers dance music from Motown and more every Friday, 1 to 5 p.m. at 4722 14th Street Northwest. DJ Jam and Dave and other fine DJs provide an atmosphere offering seniors socialization while getting much-needed quality movement through familiar tunes and dance every Friday. Details at 301-922-4064. That's 301-922-4064. WPFW offering wellness through dance, one activity at a time.
Hi, this is Jim Byers, host of the Latin Flavor Classic Edition. For nearly five decades, support from listeners like you has kept WPFW's wheels rolling. In fact, the single largest category of donations comes from those who donate an unused car to the station. That's right, running or not. Even a car sitting idle that needs thousands of dollars in repairs can do wonders for WPFW. If you can't drive it, donate it. WPFW will get the proceeds, and you'll get a tax break. Go to WPFWFM.org or call 1-866-WPFW-CAR. That's 1-866-973-9227 for more information. Help WPFW continue building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Thank you for supporting WPFW. When you make a pledge, you'll receive a short survey with your receipt or on our website or in an upcoming e-blast. Please take a few moments to share your thoughts. Your feedback helps strengthen our programming, better serve our community, and keep WPFW strong. We truly value your voice.
Good news, family. You can now take WPFW everywhere you go with our brand new WPFW radio app. Stream Jazz and Justice live, listen to archived shows, view the program schedule and playlists, donate, and more, all right from your phone. Download the WPFW radio app today from Apple App or Google Play Stores. WPFW in your pocket. Jazz and Justice wherever you are.
On Monday, January 19th, 9 a.m. until midnight, WPFW presents Injustice Anywhere, honoring the Pan-Africanist MLK and Haiti, the first sovereign Black Republic. From 9 a.m. until noon, we examine the Pan-Africanist legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. From noon until midnight, we center Haiti, her history, triumphs, troubles, and culture. That's Injustice Anywhere, honoring the Pan-Africanist MLK and Haiti, the first sovereign Black Republic. Monday, January 19th, 9 a.m. until midnight. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
I'm Muiza Muntali, host of African Now, and you're tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.